Pop quiz. What state elected official is responsible for selling billions of dollars of bonds to major institutional investors? The answer is the state treasurer. Five candidates are running in Washington's August primary to replace outgoing state treasurer Jim McIntyre. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
The state treasurer is a low-profile job with high stakes. It involves managing billions of dollars and guarding the state's credit worthiness. The candidates for Washington state treasurer are Republican Michael Waite, who currently works for a real estate investment firm and says Washington is overleveraged.
Sending Wall Street $2 billion per year in debt payments is not acceptable.
Democrat John Paul Comerford is a pension consultant who says he wants to start a state bank of Washington to
better meet our needs for affordable housing, student lending, and local infrastructure.
Democrat Alec Fiskin is a former Port of Seattle commissioner who calls Washington's tax system antiquated.
The worst case is that we limp along the same path, looking for short-term fixes, kicking the can down the road.
Republican Dwayne Davidson is the current Benton County treasurer who says he won't wade into issues like tax reform.
I believe that the state treasurer needs to be above partisan politics, and I'll never use this office to promote an income tax.
Democrat Marco Leas is a current state senator who notes that his family lost its construction business during the Great Recession.
That experience brought home the need to have elected leaders who will ensure that our families have someone looking out for their bottom line and the state's bottom line.
The candidate audio is courtesy of TVW's Video Voters Guide. The top two vote-getters in the primary will advance to the November election. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.